This is On the Ground, Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined, as always, for this segment by project manager of On the Ground Ypsilanti, a part of Concentrate Media, Sarah Rigg. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we talking about today?
Well, the craft beer business gets a lot of love in Michigan, but there are people across Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township brewing up all kinds of things, from mead to wine and distilled spirits to kombucha.
So you brought a special guest, Rachel Kanaan, owner of Unity Vibration in Ypsilanti. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Tell us about Unity Vibration.
Sure. We're a local company here in Ypsilanti. We're in Ipsy Township, and we've been brewing kombucha for almost 10 years. We're the first people to brew kombucha in Michigan, and we are the creators of kombucha beer, which is becoming a thing now, a segment.
What is kombucha? What are we talking about?
Kombucha is a really old Asian tradition of fermenting tea, and it's been around for thousands of years and just gotten popularized in the last maybe 30 years in the U.S.
Do you make a lot of different varieties?
Yes, we do. We have about 19 varieties of tea and beer.
What kinds?
Oh, gosh. You know, the tea, we have pineapple, ginger, blackberry, grape, matcha, apricotcha. Our beers are ginger. We've got a top 25 from Draft Magazine that we did. That's a bourbon peach. That one's really yummy.
That's a bourbon peach kombucha beer.
Yes, bourbon peach kombucha beer.
And does it have a certain alcoholic content to it?
Yes. Yes, it does, ma'am. It's about 8%.
What about regular kombucha?
Regular kombucha is generally between under 0.5%, and some that gets up to about 1%. Ours is about 1% alcohol because we brew authentically.
Do kids drink it?
Well, that depends on the parent. If it's an NA kombucha, yes, you know, someone under 21 can go into the store and buy it. Ours happens to be over 21 kombucha, so, you know, if kids are drinking it, then their parents are buying it.
Is it supposed to make you feel a certain way or relax you or something?
Actually, it has a really high probiotic content, so it's really good for gut health. It has beneficial acids, so it's really good for skin, hair, and also your liver and detoxification.
So, Sarah, what did you find out when you, I'm assuming you went over there and watched the whole thing?
Yeah, so the whole place smells amazing. The day I was there, they were making some kind of concoction with mint, and it smelled wonderful. And I got to kind of see their production and their tasting room, and they have a big pile of games. So you can sit down with friends and listen to live music and play games while you're drinking your kombucha or your kombucha beer. It's a fun little place. But it is tucked away in a very sort of industrial area. You could drive right past it, which I did, and have to turn around and come back to it.
Unity Vibration, you've been open almost 10 years?
We have. We started cottage industry in our house in Depot Town on Oak Street, actually. So we did that for almost 2 years and sold at the farmer's market and did self-distribution. And then we moved into the facility in the front half. And then about 3 years later, we moved into the whole building. So it has been a, you know, organic progression.
Are you distributing just in Ipsy or Michigan, or how far do we have to go to find Unity Vibration Kombucha?
Well, you can go as short of a distance as like Eagles Market right here, or you can go all the way to San Francisco or Los Angeles. We actually have distribution in about 17 states.
So for 10 years you've been making this. I will be honest, I just recently heard about it. Is it a growing thing? Kombucha?
Yeah, it is. It's really popular. The tea is very popular now. The beer is becoming popularized. Like I said, we invented the beer 7 years ago, but there are five other companies around the country doing that now. So people are becoming more familiar with all kinds of kombucha.
So let's just get that straight. Kombucha beer was invented in Ypsilanti Township, Michigan?
Yes, it was. We were the creators of that.
Wow. So what did you bring with you today? Because I will be honest, I've never had it. Had you had it, Sarah, before you went there?
I had not. I still have not had kombucha beer. I only tried their grapefruit flavor kombucha, the low alcohol content one. It was delicious.
So someone came to me and said, there's a woman with a six-pack looking for you. And I went, yes, good day for me. But that was Rachel. What did you bring with you?
I brought today a plain tea so you could taste what all the kombucha starts with. And this is just a plain tea base. Everything we make is made with the plain tea, and then we will further ferment it for the beer, or we'll add juice for the flavored kombucha.
Right, so it looks like a soft drink.
It does look
but
like a
tea,
soft drink,
right?
But it's a fermented tea.
Fermented tea.
Yes.
Unity Vibration, love, health, possibility. That's my thing. And it says living kombucha on the bottle. What does that mean?
That's true. It is a living. It is a living beverage. It will continue fermenting in the bottle.
Oh.
It has live probiotics in it.
Ooh. And if I drink this, I'm going to feel better?
I think you'll feel better. Yeah, of course.
Does it have alcoholic content?
This does have, this has about 0.5%, between 0.5% and 1% alcohol.
Is this a twist-off cap?
That's a twist-off.
Oh, all right.
I mean, that's about the level that non-alcoholic beers have in them. They have
really?
A little bit less than 0.5%.
Good to know. So I'm
going to
twist off. Is this a flavor?
This is plain, but it is flavored. Oh. It's going to taste a little bit like...
I'm smelling it. I have a very strong sense of smell. What am I smelling?
You're probably smelling acetobacter, which smells a little bit like vinegar.
Yes.
Or apple cider.
So why do I want to drink this?
Well, I think it's pleasant. I mean, it can be an acquired taste, but it's good to start with a tea base, but I think you'll really like the beer, even if you don't like the tea or you're not used to it.
Well, you said something about pineapple, and I thought, oh, that sounds lovely.
Oh.
That's okay.
I brought the plain only.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, no, I have to try it. I should have brought a glass in.
Glasses are good because then you can look at it, but, you know, you can tip up. It's fine.
So here it is. I'm having my, I'm scared now, first sip of kombucha. Here we go. Oh, it does smell like vinegar, but it's going to make me feel better, right?
It's good for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For you. I like that it's fizzy. I'm a fizzy person. Oh, it tastes better than it smells.
A lot of people say that. They're two very, very different things. The aroma of the kombucha is, to me, very different than the flavor.
Yeah. So do I need to drink the whole bottle to feel the health benefits?
Well, I mean, it's good to introduce it a little bit at a time.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when you're starting to take probiotics into your body, you can do a little flush. So you might want to wait until you're off air to drink the whole bottle.
Okay, good to know. And so again, you have this in how many different flavors?
We have the tea in 6 different flavors.
And what if people don't know what are probiotics good for health-wise?
I can tell them. Probiotics are very good for gut health. If you have any kind of problems with indigestion, if you have, for instance, also if you're gluten-free, it's really good because it's a gluten-free product. So it's just good for gut health in general as well as brain health, which I know can be confusing, but your gut is actually processing and taking out toxins, which actually will help your thinking and overall health, including immunity too.
What about overall well-being and relaxation?
I think that it's an adaptogen. It's interesting. This is something that people talk about. A lot of people will say if they drink it and they need to be brought up a little bit, this also helps. And then some people that kind of are more stressed out and they feel like they need to be brought down, it's kind of an equalizer in a lot of ways.
Do you have to drink the whole bottle to get the effects of that?
Well, you know, that's a single serve.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then, Sarah, this is you look found in a couple of other companies doing things along these lines in the area?
Yeah. So there's just so many other things besides a beer. Not that I have anything against beer. I actually love Michigan beer.
Yeah.
But,
it's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah. I talked to Smoke and Barrels Ranch. They're out in the township, and they are venting both red and white wine, and eventually down the road, they would like to distill spirits. They're still quite a ways away from being open to the public. They don't think they're going to start selling until 2020, and they won't have their tasting room open until then. But I got the tour, and it's named Smoke and Barrels because one of the owners does barrel racing with horses, and they have this beautiful farm with horses and vines, and it's really pretty out there, and they gave me the tour. Very nice people. While I was researching the story, I just happened to stumble across the fact that one of the founders of 734 Brewing in Ypsilanti is also branching out with a different partner making mead in town, and they're also on Ecorse Road, just a mile or two up the road from Unity Vibration, and they are looking to start selling sometime this fall, so they're a lot closer to being open than Smoke and Barrels is.
So lots going on right in our own backyard.
That's
in Ypsilanti Township. Rachel Kunan, owner of Unity Vibration, thanks for coming in and sharing your information and your interesting beverage with us here. I'm looking forward to feeling better. And Sarah, where can we read your article?
ConcentrateMedia.com, and we're ConcentrateA2 on Twitter and Concentrate Media everywhere else.
This is On the Ground Ipsy. I'm Lisa Berry. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU-FM at HD1 Ypsilanti.